Welcome to the No Spin News for Tuesday, January 21st, 2020. Fight for your freedom. Well, the impeachment follies are underway in the Senate. Meantime, President of the United States is in Switzerland yodeling or something. Actually gave a speech today. It's funny, you know, it flies overnight. You know, it's easy flight in the sense that it's Air Force One. So you got a big bed and, you know, it's you got everything you would have in any mansion. And but still, you're in the air and you're flying eight and a half hours. And you land in Zurich, Switzerland, and then you have to get to Davos, about an hour away. I don't know how we got there, whether it was helicopter or motorcade. Tough to drive a helicopter in those winds in the mountains, but I don't know. I didn't look into it that closely. But anyway, he gets there, and then in 2 hours later, he's got to give a major speech, which he does, about how great the U.S. economy is. But the people at Davos all want to talk about global warming. So it's a big warming thing, and Trump doesn't want any part of global warming. Doesn't help him politically. He doesn't really care about it. You know, he wants clean air and clean water. Yeah. And he's going to chip in for the trillion trees. I don't know whether you heard about this, but the world is going to plant a trillion trees. That's good. Trees are good. So we're gonna fund part of that. We'll probably wind up funding most of it if that's the way history always is. But anyway, so Donald Trump's over in Switzerland. And he's touting the economy. Meantime, back here, we're in the Senate now. Now, the only thing interesting that I saw in the Senate today was Mazie Hirono. Do you know who Mazie Hirono is? Think. Mazie Hirono. She's a senator from Hawaii. Far, far left person. I'll tell you what she said in a moment, which is very, very interesting to me. All right? The rest of it was Adam Schiff goes in, and he says, Trump did this. He's guilty. You got to throw him out. And then the Republicans go in and go, no, I didn't do anything. This is a big farce, an electoral play to win elections. The stuff that you've heard a million times. All right, and they have to go through it again. And they're on TV. So instead of being pithy like I am, they're bloviating all over the place. I don't even take it seriously anymore. I have to tell you, I don't. I'm looking up. I'm doing stuff. I'm writing another book. I'm doing a million things. But then, and McConnell last minute says, all right, we're going to give 3 days to opening statement, not two. And that's because Senator Susan Collins, Republican from Maine, who McConnell needs, say, you know, saying we need to have three because everybody's got their chance to bloviate. Nobody's watching this, by the way. And the gallery in the Senate, half full. Nobody even showed up to watch it. You know what it's going to be. But then Mazie goes on CNN. Of course, CNN's loading it up with the most far-left people they can get. And Mazie leads the league in the Senate of being far-left. But Mazie says, hey, we shouldn't have to in the Senate be hearing witnesses or subpoenaing documents. That's what they should have done in the House. That's what the House is there for on impeachment, to get all the material and the evidence together. Then they send it to us and we decide about it. We're not the fact finders in the Senate. Mazie, absolutely right. Now, is it a violation of any kind for the Senate to ask for information or try to get it? No. But that's not the way it was laid out by the founding fathers. And you can see how chaotic it would be. All right, if the Senate, who's supposed to decide on the House evidence, tries to get more evidence that's not vetted, you know, how do we know where this stuff comes from? So Mazie nailed it. And CNN's probably going, oh, no. Now, I said that a long time ago, that the House is the evidence gatherer and the Senate is the decider. But no, the House couldn't or wouldn't do the evidence thing. Too hard for them. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
So Bernie, he's doing okay in New Hampshire. Remember, 13 days, Iowa caucus, not too many people vote. It's a party deal. Very close in Iowa. Nobody knows who's going to win. But Bernie and Elizabeth and then Amy Klobuchar are prisoners in the Senate, captives by impeachment. Meanwhile, Buttigieg and Biden run all over the place in Iowa. But in New Hampshire, which is a week after, that's a big primary. It gets a lot of attention. Here's the latest poll from the Boston Globe. Ooh. Sanders, 16%. Biden, 15%. Buttigieg, 12%. Warren, 10%. So it's a tie between Biden and Sanders in New Hampshire. 24% undecided. That's 500 likely Democratic voters in the Boston Globe survey. That's not a bad sample for the Granite State. You know, whoever wins Iowa is going to have a big advantage in New Hampshire this year. Elizabeth Warren looks like sha-na-na-na, hey, goodbye. Looks like it. Iowa, the latest numbers, Biden on top. Biden on top. Bernie second, Warren third, Buttigieg, but it's close. But Biden's winning in Iowa. Biden takes Iowa and New Hampshire. You've got it. It's a lock. And my prediction comes true very early. I'm watching a Post, which despises Donald Trump, and I write my column about the Post in the New York Times. I hope you read it. We'll deal with it a little bit later. It's getting a lot of attention. They say that President Trump has made 16,241 false or misleading claims. However, they count 70 times a whistleblower situation, then 100 times Trump claiming the call with the president of Ukraine was perfect. You know, this is bull. Now, here's how I know it's bull. I'm an American. Okay, now this is my job to pay attention. And I do, closely. But I haven't been misled by Donald Trump. I know he exaggerates and embellishes. It's the greatest economy in U.S. history. Well, maybe it is, but maybe it's not. It might be. You know, Trump does that. He exaggerates. Do I think that's a lie, a falsehood meant to deceive? No. It's an exaggeration. It's an embellishment. All right? That's who he is. That's what he does. The real deceit comes in the secret stuff when we don't know what's going on. But I pretty much have a handle on what's happening in America. And Donald Trump's been president for more than 3 years now. I pretty much know what's going on. I'm not faked out. And that's my litmus test. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you.
Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
So here is the final thought of the day. A new survey by OnePoll, taken at the behest of a mattress firm, says that Americans slept 5 hours 30 minutes in 2019 as opposed to 6 hours 17 minutes in 2018. All right, so they surveyed thousands of Americans about their sleep habits. The biggest headline here is that 70% of Americans say they slept well if they were sleeping with their pet. Okay, I'm assuming that's a dog or a cat, not a boa constrictor. Top 10 bedtime rituals: reading a book, watching TV, taking a vitamin, taking a bath, drinking warm milk, drinking tea. But really, let's be honest. The reason that sleep is falling in this country is this. You all know that. Before you go to bed, you're laying there on a pillow and you're grabbing this, and all of a sudden an hour's gone. You're tweeting, you're texting, you're this, you're that. This is it. This is the culprit. I got to take this away from the urchins 30 minutes before bedtime because they're jagged, or crazed if they get on a game or something like that. So that's it. 8 hours is good. It should be shooting for 8 hours. I know it's impossible. I don't get 8 hours every night. But if I do get 8 hours, I'm strong. And it helps you live longer, sleeping. And it makes you look better. If you're exhausted all the time, you don't look good. And you age quicker. Winston Churchill took a nap every day and a big bath. And he was drinking and smoking and stuff, so that offset it. But he took the bath and got the nap. 8 hours, shoot for it. 7 hours minimum. Got to get, and if you don't, take a little nap. Now, tomorrow we will continue our impeachment coverage, and we'll get into this Chinese disease now. Everybody's getting panicked about that. So please check in with us. We'll see you then.